Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you for joining me once again for Comic Talk, today's Comic Talk headlines. I am Dustin, bringing you all of the news once again, this time for July 14th, 2020. So let's get into TV streaming. We're going to start the section with follow-ups. So we have one follow-up to speak of, and that is Gotham PD. Those of you listening on the audio-only outlets, then you did not get the last-minute update from the last episode, and I apologize, but it literally happened as I was uploading the audio episodes. So I went and real quick filmed a little 30-second thing about Gotham PD. That is a kind of a working title. That's not the official working title. That's just what all of the outlets have been calling it, that or GCPD or Gotham Cops or, you know, it's whatever. So what am I talking about for the people who have not heard? Well, there is an HBO Max Batman series or Batman adjacent series. They haven't been super upfront with the details on this, but there is a new series going to HBO Max that is going to center around the Gotham Police Department, so it is going to be another procedural that kind of sort of doesn't really feature Batman, but it is inside of Matt Reeves' world, so it will be taking place around the Robert Pattinson Batman. And a lot of people in comment sections and things that have been talking about, there's, oh, so it's basically Gotham. No, not really, because Gotham took place with Batman as a child. This is going to coexist with Matt Reeves' current Batman movie. So from everything I've seen, it's going to start off as a quasi-prequel in that it's going to be just before Robert Pattinson decides he wants to be Batman. Robert Pattinson's Bruce Wayne, I should say. And then it very presumably, assuming it continues long enough, or assuming they are not morons, they're going to continue the series into Batman's career, I guess you could call it. And so it's going to be kind of Batman adjacent. It's going to run parallel to the things, presumably, again, that happen in Matt Reeves' trilogy of movies. So, no, it's not going to be Gotham. This is going to be the official everything ties in between the movies and this series kind of action. So, The comparisons to Gotham are unfair and unwarranted. As far as beyond that, we don't really have a whole lot more concrete news. There is talk that they're approaching Jeffrey Wright to show up as Alfred somehow in this series. I don't know how that would play out, and no word on whether or not we're going to be seeing the actual Matt Reeves Batman being Robert Pattinson. That if the show does well, I'm sure we will eventually, like season 2, season 3. I would be very, very surprised if season 1 brought us some Robert Pattinson. But that is what we have for follow-up news. Now we're going to get into the other news, and we're going to start off the regular news on a couple of down notes, and this really sucks, man. So first, we have the passing of Grant Imahara, who, if you recognize the name and you don't know why, then you watched Mythbusters and you couldn't remember that dude's name. Grant was one of the Mythbusters. He was one of the, I guess you could call him like the secondary cast, because he wasn't the two main, Jamie or, oh, I can't remember the other main guy from Mythbusters, but it's irrelevant because Grant is who we're talking about. He had a sudden brain aneurysm and passed away at the age of 49, and it's very, very sad. So, moment of silence for Grant Imahara. And then we have another one, and this one I didn't put in the last episode. I wanted it to have some sort of conclusion so we could just talk about it real quick. But Naya Rivera, who was an actress in Glee. If you're a musical nerd like I am, then you liked that show Glee. I ain't ashamed to admit it. Naya Rivera, her body was officially found. She did die of an apparent drowning. And that one's 10 times as heartbreaking. I mean, you can't really compare death, but it's just not a good day on the TV side as far as deaths go. So the heart goes out to everyone involved with both of these untimely deaths. Naya Rivera was only 33 years old when she drowned, and another moment of silence for Naya. Okay, we are moving right along. Kind of shake off the bad vibes. There's movies news, and we got another one of those over in movies, so we'll talk about that when we get there. But right now we're talking about Star Wars. It's kind of weird moving from that to this, but Star Wars just made a grand announcement that we are going to be seeing some more of the artwork style in another animation series from Rebels. And this new animated series is Bad Batch. This is going to be a series that revolves around a group of unique clones in that they all have mutations, which is kind of awesome. Mutations from the rest of the clones, roundabout the Clone Wars and Rebels era, roundabout. We were introduced to them in the Rebels series, so this is going to be an entire series based around them. This kind of sort of confirms some of the rumors we've been talking about recently about the Star Wars series that are going to be on Disney Plus. This actually was the second, according to rumor, this is the least far along in development series. The other series that we've been talking about in rumors is the spinoff is the continuation series from Rebels. So this is the spinoff. It's interesting that we're believing rumors, it's interesting that they went with this one to announce first. Presumably they're sitting on the Rebels continuation series for some sort of larger event. I couldn't tell you what that larger event is going to be, but we do not know that that's officially happening. We do, however, know that Bad Batch is officially happening. We're getting return of the primary voice cast from Rebels. I didn't write down his name because I apparently suck at taking notes, but the guy who does the voice for all of the clones is coming back for this show to do the voice of the Bad Batch voices, I guess. It just all around pretty freaking awesome. There is a kind of sort of synopsis about what this is going to be. Really, it just breaks down to they're trying to find their way. They're trying to figure out where they fit in the universe as after the end of the Clone Wars and after the end of the events from Rebels. So they're going to be taking mercenary jobs and so on and so forth. I feel like there's going to be a better synopsis officially released from Disney. This is all they put in the announcement on the website, though. So that's all we got. We're moving on. Next, we're talking about Peacock. So this is getting a little meta. Peacock, the NBC Universal. Yeah, the Universal streaming app is launching next week, I think. Something like that. Again, I didn't put down the date because I suck at taking notes. But the thing we're talking about as far as this is, it's either next week or the week after that this is launching. And the noteworthy thing about this is they have not worked out any sort of partnering deal with Amazon Prime or with Roku, which is one of the main things that was kind of the kiss of death for HBO Max, because people want to add it onto their Amazon Prime. They want to add it onto their Roku subscription. So none of these deals have been worked out, but fret not, because it does sound like they are in negotiations to get these things to happen. So eventually you'll be able to add Peacock onto your universe or your Amazon subscription service or whatever subscription service you're using. Amazon and Roku are the one that we're talking about specifically. Also, the free tier of the Peacock service is still happening, so you don't necessarily need to pay to get Peacock. You can just go download and do the ad-supported version, which gets you approximately half of the library, so most of the new releases and some of the back catalog stuff. So still pretty freaking powerful. That's all we have right now for Peacock. Let's move on. Our final piece of TV streaming has to do with Hannah, the Amazon Prime series, just got announced for a season 3, which is kind of awesome. It's a great little show. You should go check it out. That is what we've got for TV streaming. Let's move on to movie news. And in movies, like I said, we're starting this one off on a down note too. Kelly Preston, actress who's been in a million and one things, Jerry Maguire, so on and so forth. She also just passed. She was 57. She had been battling breast cancer for quite some time, and she lost her battle in the last few days. So let's start movies off with a moment of silence for Kelly Preston. And And then we're going to be moving on. We have two other news pieces for movies. First off, we have Mallory. If that name does not sound familiar, then you have not read the Bird Box novelization, or the novel that the movie was based on, I guess is more appropriate, because this is the sequel to Bird Box, and it is officially in pre-production over at Netflix. That we've gotten from multiple sources at this point that this is going to be happening. And so if you liked Bird Box, then you're going to really like this. Bird Box is pretty divisive, though. Like, you either loved it or hated it, man. I don't know which side of that I fall on, though, because I apparently like to just play in the middle somewhere. And then we have our final piece of movie news is another update on Monster Hunter. We have the official release date has been moved again. We've moved back to April 23rd of 2021, which is now 7 months later than the last release date. So just this corona, man, I don't like it. I don't want to deal with it anymore, but that's what we got. Let's talk rumors. And in rumors, we only have a couple of things for this rumors section. First up, we have Magic, the Marvel character, M-A-G-I-K. She is reportedly getting her own live-action adaptation on Disney+. This is rumored to be to the X-Men, what Loki and WandaVision, etc., are to the Avengers. Also, according to this rumor, it's going to be a recast situation. So we're not going to be seeing the Magic from the New Mutants movie. They're going to be casting a new actress to play the X-Men and New Mutant character. So very interesting. Moving on. Next, we're talking about Thanos. Apparently, there is talk, for whatever reason, of having Thanos return to the MCU somehow, for reasons. Speculation going so far as to say that there will be some connection to the Eternals, because in the comic books, Thanos is the son of an Eternal. But they've already established that in the MCU, he is his own race of being. He is not I forget the word now, and I didn't put it in the notes, but he's not the son of the Eternal with the bad genes, with the bad mutation. I forget the word for that because I'm brain farting, and I'll remember it as soon as I'm done recording, but whatever. So yeah, Thanos, apparently, if you want to believe rumors, is coming to the MCU. I don't think this one has any legs to stand on. It does come from a pretty reliable source, but I think this is just producers realizing how good they had it with such an epic villain, and now that epic villain is gone, they're getting cold feet about moving forward. I don't think there's any validity to this. I think we're going to be getting some pretty awesome big bads, but Thanos will be nowhere in sight. Next, we're talking about Punisher War Journal. This is the next Disney Plus series that is being rumored. This one is the return of Jon Bernthal, if you want to believe what people are saying about it. They're subtitling it War Journal as an homage to the comic book storyline War Journal. And that's kind of all we have for this rumor, though there is a little bit of a continuation of it saying that Disney would love to see Charlie Cox come back as a cameo in this as Daredevil. So kind of testing the waters if you believe this. I feel like this one's probably slightly better than 50-50. 45, 55, something like that, in favor, because of the popularity of Jon Bernthal's Punisher, this totally makes sense. Oh, and there's also a second half to this. Because Punisher is so violent, the rumor says that they're not going to be putting this on Disney Plus. I know I said that just a second ago, but it was a brain fart. Not Disney Plus. It's going to be either FX or Hulu, or, as we now know is a thing, FX on Hulu. So that part of it, I don't know. I would imagine they would take a stab at a PG-13 Punisher. I don't know how well that would sit with the fans, but I feel like that's slightly more likely than seeing Disney put something. I know they've talked about this option in the past. I just don't see it being viable, But yeah, that's just me, and we're moving on. Our final piece of rumor for the episode is Arkham Asylum. There is now a rumored HBO Max series that is going to revolve around the infamous hospital, psychiatric hospital. We're going to see the Joker. It is going to be another Matt Reeves produced series inside of his Batman universe. So many possible implications there. I feel like if Gotham PD is happening, and they said with the official announcement for Gotham PD that, that we're going to be seeing other Matt Reeves fronted or produced, at least, series in this same universe, that this one has a lot of momentum behind it. There is definitely legs here. I don't know if Joker is in the cards for this, but the rest of the Rogues Gallery definitely stand the possibility. And this Batman's Rogues Gallery is so freaking huge, and you can go for some really awesome obscure villains. I feel like there is plenty room here to play around that. This very likely is, and I believe this. I believe that this is a thing that they're definitely at least discussing putting wheels in motion, because you can't really do a whole lot while everything's shut down. But that is all we have for this rumor section, guys. And that concludes our episode. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then please jump over to nerdylegion.com and subscribe to all or any of the other podcasts we offer on the subject. Or if you want to go deeper into the nerd news and plenty other nerd action on video, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.